When he was crucified, when he died and said, Father, forgive them, and he took his last breath and his spirit departed, that not only he was giving to us the hope of eternal life, but that we would see that on that day that he passed away, as they took him down that cross and they took him to the grave, that out of that grave, 3 days later, that he would rise from the dead.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Before Raul experienced God's forgiveness, he nearly destroyed his life with sinful choices fueled by hurt and rage. Everything changed, though, when he repented and received the gift of salvation through Christ. For a free DVD of Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Today, as we continue our Easter series, we're glad to have you along to explore how Christ's resurrection power can have a profound influence on your life. You'll see that because Jesus rose from the dead and conquered the grave, you can walk in hope and joy as you look ahead to your eternal heavenly home. Stay with us for encouragement to live in such a way that others experience the death-defying love of Christ through you. Here's Raul Reese now with the message, The Proof of the Resurrection.
Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. Beginning with verse 12, he says, Paul, now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ whom he did not raise up. If in fact the dead do not rise, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then your faith is empty or futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep or have died in Christ have perished. And if this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable or most miserable. Now you think about this morning, so many people do not believe in the resurrection of Christ. They're going to be celebrating something else that we are celebrating here this morning. Because Paul here begins by attacking the major promise of his opponents, dead men do not rise. You see, here the apostles answer that such a position not only wrecks the whole system of Christian faith if there is no resurrection, but we know better than that. As we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that it speaks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And those that do not believe in the resurrection, the consequences are denial, are fatal. There's no hope. There's no hope for the future. But when you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the resurrection of Christ is the good news in our hearts. Good news. Because we know that we shall see him as he is. Let's look at this first point. The resurrection of Christ was foretold. He says in Scripture, as I went down the Scriptures looking to the resurrection, you go back to the Old Testament. Because a lot of people say, well, the resurrection is only in the New Testament. No, it's in the Old Testament, predicting that this is what's going to happen when the Messiah, the Mashiach, comes into this world. He says in Psalm 16:10, David, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol or in the grave or in hell. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand is pleasures forevermore. Jesus, forevermore. And then it's presented also in prophecy. When you look at prophecy, you read the Scriptures. Isaiah 53:10 says, Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul. He shall be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. So we know that Jesus had come, he had died, but also he sits at the right hand of the Father now, making intercession for each one of us individually. And to me, that is great comfort anytime I think of the resurrection. That if Christ has not risen, then my faith is of no value. I might as well be like the world and do whatever I have to do and do not fear God. And not be convicted by the Holy Spirit if there is no Christ Jesus in our lives. And then Christ was announced in Mark 9. He says, and now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things that they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. See, he's teaching them. Don't say nothing until I have risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning the rising from the dead men. They didn't understand it. They did not understand that he had come to die for the sins of the world and that he would be risen from the dead and that he would actually be lifted up to go to heaven from the Mount of Olives and then one day return back to this earth. And then proclaimed by the apostles, he says in Acts 2:32, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are witnesses. We walked with him. He spoke to us. We sat and ate with him. And then we saw him that as he died on that cross, 3 days later, he says he resurrected from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is so real. That's why Paul the Apostle here in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, if there's no resurrection, we're most men miserable. We're most miserable. And yet I know that in my own personal life, as I read the scriptures and read the scriptures, I get so excited in my life to know that maybe very soon, whenever the Lord has his time, that I will be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and we shall see him as he is. Imagine that forever and ever and ever and ever. Secondly, the resurrection of Christ was accomplished by God's power, number one. He says, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Death could not hold him. When he was crucified, when he died and said, Father, forgive them, and he took his last breath and his spirit departed. He knew that not only he was giving to us the hope of eternal life, but that we would see that on that day that he passed away, as they took him down that cross and they took him to the grave, that out of that grave 3 days later that he would rise from the dead. And he would become not only the Savior of the world, but he becomes a witness to the whole world that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Secondly, by Christ's power, John 10:18 says, now one takes it from me, but I lay down myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. If I die, I'm going to rise again from the dead. My Father said that. He says, thirdly, by the Spirit's power, Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The power of the resurrection. The power in me, the power in you by the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead and the same Holy Spirit that is going to raise you and raise me from the dead one of these days. And then fourthly, by Scripture's power, Luke 24:45, Luke says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. That he wanted to know, look, this is what the scripture says, going back to Isaiah, Psalm 22, all these in this Old Testament. That he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. You notice all through the scriptures, to rise from the dead, and now here on the third day. So when I read the scriptures, it gives me not only great hope, but it gives me gladness. It makes me so happy to know that Jesus not only came, died, and rose again, but he gives hope to any person, even this morning, that children will learn. The children will be told the true story of Easter, so that as they grow up, they'll be able to celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the key to Christianity. Thirdly, the resurrection of Christ was proven. It's a proven fact. Number one, the empty tomb, who had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter, good old Peter, and to other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said to them, you guys, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. Notice that. And we do not know where they have laid him. And then Peter therefore went out, and the other disciples, and were going to the tomb. And so they both ran together to the other disciples. Out ran Peter and came to the tomb. The other disciple was John, the beloved, that actually outran him. And then he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there. Yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloth lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head. Notice this. Not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. I mean, look at the proof. And then the other disciple who came to the tomb first, John, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. See, the scripture had not been written yet, that he would rise from the dead. I could just imagine Peter's face in John, sitting there watching the handkerchief fold there very nice in there by the cloth, recognizing there is no body. But just as he foretold these people about the rising from the dead, now it has come to pass. And then here comes the angelic testimony in Matthew 28:11. He says, now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, reported to the chief priest and all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. They wanted to spread a light. They paid off these Romans to say, well, we fell asleep. Somebody came and they took him out of the tomb, and we don't know where he is. I mean, first of all, you have to roll the stone away. That stone is pretty hard to roll away. He goes on to say this, a testimony. And while they again were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city. And so when they came in, he says, and if this comes to the governor's ears, he says, we'll appease him and make you secure, pay them off. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying commonly was reported among the Jews into this very day. The scriptures have been given to each one of us individually. The infallible proofs given to us through the word of God. In John 20:20, and when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Look, you guys, I am the one that was crucified. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then they believe, they go, wow, Lord, yes, your hands, your side, your feet, for sure you are the one that was crucified. In John 20:27, he says, and then he said to Thomas, the one that didn't believe, remember, I won't believe unless I see him. Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. He says, do not unbelieving, but believing. Believe, Thomas. Can you imagine Thomas sitting and putting his finger on his side and saying, now I believe. Hey, blessed are those that have not seen and believe. That's so awesome. Those that have not seen but yet believe. That's why today's an important day for each one of us individually. That as you gather with family members today, they're going to hide the little eggs. And then you're going to be able to share. You guys, I went this morning to church and we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Don't preach to them. Live the resurrection today in Christ Jesus. The power of the resurrection given to each one of us individually. And then I love this. The resurrection of Christ was witnessed by so many. Number one, how about Mary Magdalene? Mary Magdalene, the witness. He says, and now when he rose early for the first day of the week, he appears first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out 7 demons. Here is Mary Magdalene, the one that was not only demon-possessed, but Jesus not only prayed for her, and those demons came out of her life, out of her body. And she's the one going down to the tomb and becoming a witness, knowing that Jesus rises from the dead. And going out and telling the disciples about what Jesus had done and how he went to the tomb and he was not there. And then again, Simon Peter, a witness in Luke 24:34, saying the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to who? To Simon Peter, the one that said, Lord, I'll believe unless I see. No, the one that denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And the one that came and Jesus not only gave him the power, then made him a witness to take the gospel in the book of Acts and to give him the gospel so he could share with everybody else. Remember what he did in chapter 2 of Acts? The Holy Spirit came, 120 were baptized by the Holy Spirit of God. And then what happens? After the resurrection, before he rises on the third day, then he rises from the dead. 10 days later, he rises from the Mount of Olives, goes to heaven. But then after that, 40 days later, in the next 10 days, on the 50th day, once he rose from the dead, and 40 days later, he goes to heaven. 10 days later, up in the upper room, they're sitting there. And 120, including Mary, and what happens? The Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they're baptized with the Holy Spirit. And what does Peter do? Because he's been baptized by the Holy Spirit. He takes the scriptures. Takes the scriptures. And he says, this is what is written in the scriptures. What you heard, what you see, was already prophesied in the scriptures. The scriptures are so powerful, especially concerning the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then the apostles were also witnesses in John 20:19 again. And then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, Sunday, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst. Can you imagine that? And said to them, peace be with you. And then again, they're sitting there, and good old Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them. Jesus came. So when Thomas was not there, later Thomas came when he put his hand on his side. So here's the disciples sitting, and Jesus comes to the door. I could just see the expression on their, how would you feel if Jesus came through the door after he had been killed? Sitting there, you go, whoa, this is Jesus of Nazareth. But him standing there speaking to you, and now he's going to sit there with you. And this is so important because so many people don't understand the resurrection as we understand it. Why? Because we read the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel is God's word to each one of us. How about the 500? When Paul the Apostle speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 6. And after that, he was seen by over 500 Christians, brethren, at once. 500 at once. He says, and to whom the greater part remain to the present time, but some already have died. So the witness was there, not only of the 12, one of them was a traitor. He never really got to see the resurrection. But the 12 that saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then look at 500 people saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even as some already had died, they were still witnesses. And how about today, us, each one of us individually, recognizing and being a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? And then how about Paul being a witness of the resurrection? He says, then last of all, he was seen by me, Paul, also as by one born out of due time. Remember Jesus? Paul on his way to Damascus to kill Christians, to bring them to trial and to kill them. And on his way to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, all of a sudden Jesus appears to Paul. And Paul is totally blown away. Paul becomes not only the next disciple of Jesus Christ, but as Paul falls off his horse to the ground, the others are blinded, and Jesus appears to Paul. And from that point on, Paul the apostle became what? A servant, but an apostle of Jesus Christ to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of the resurrection, Paul wrote 14 letters to be given to each one of us individually. Through the power of his life, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, being a witness that Jesus died and Jesus rose again from the dead. And that's the same for each one of us individually. We are all witnesses of his death and his resurrection. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 7, James, the brother of Jesus, notice. And after that, he was seen by James. Then by all the apostles. So James sees him, and then again the apostles begin to see him again. Now think about each one of us individually this morning. What are you going to say to people this morning when they ask you about the story? Do you know the story? And if you really don't know the whole story, just open the scriptures. Open to the Gospel of Luke chapter 24 or to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 27, chapter 28. And then you can go to the scriptures and you can share, this is what the scripture says. And this is what the Bible has taught me. And as I've learned from the scriptures about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I am a witness. Why? Because Jesus Christ has resurrected my life. I have received the Holy Spirit that he gave to us in the book of Acts chapter 2. And the Holy Spirit has empowered me to be a witness of his death in his resurrection this morning, even this very morning.
As you ponder the hope and meaning your life has because of the miracle of Christ's resurrection, we pray you'll be inspired to share Jesus' love with others. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. The title of today's lesson is The Proof of the Resurrection. If you'd like to review it once again, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. Just call 800-634-9165. To further ground you in the life-giving truth of your Savior's triumph over the grave, we'd like to offer you a special Easter resource from Raul. It's an 8-CD audio pack that's titled The Messiah's Victory. It explores the final events leading up to Christ's death while celebrating the eternal work he accomplished through the resurrection. If you'd like to strengthen your faith and bolster your confidence as a witness of the gospel, don't wait. Get in touch with us for this 8-message Bible-based resource. As our Easter gift to you, we're offering Raul's study, The Messiah's Victory, for the low rate of just $10. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. If you'd like to order by writing, the mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And we invite you to experience Raul's teachings as podcasts. We've put together all of these broadcasts so that you can easily download them through iTunes or Spotify and stream them on any Alexa-powered device. And you'll also want to check out Raul's brand new YouTube channel. Search Somebody Loves You Worldwide for fresh content every week. Somebody Loves You Radio also has an app that you can download for your iPhone or Android. This app features all of Raul's current messages as well as legacy studies from the archives. And you can link to live webcasts and experience Raul's teaching in real time. So be sure to download the Somebody Loves You app today, absolutely free. Tomorrow on Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll continue with more biblical truth that will help you follow Christ with ever-increasing hope and faith in God's goodness. Here's Roll once again with a closing comment.
Let me give you a quote. It says here, "The resurrection of our Savior was one of the greatest miracles and assurance given to each person who believes in Jesus Christ." And then I'll end with this. The two going on the way to Emmaus. And they said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scripture to us?" Imagine walking down the road, they're thinking, what has happened? And Jesus walks along and says, "This is what happens." And then they said, "Did not our heart burn within us when he left?" And I would hope that each one of our hearts are burning our hearts for Jesus Christ, not only rising from the dead, but in each one of our hearts, he burns, not just today, but every single day, that people may see that.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.